Real English from BBC Learning English.
This is Real English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Helen.
This is the programme in which we look at words and phrases that you might not find in your dictionary.
地道英语和大家一起学习现代英式英语中经常出现的流行词汇和实用表达。What word are we going to learn today, Neil?
Today's word is creep.
Yes, creep.
C-R-E-E-P. Creep.
What does it mean?
Well, a creep is a person who tries to make someone who's important like them.
A creep 就是那些向上级领导拍马屁的人。
So, for example, if you always offer to make your boss a coffee.
Yes, that makes you a creep.如果有人不断地为领导做好事儿，献殷勤，那这个人就是 a creep.
Why did you agree with old Mr. Smith in that meeting?
What do you mean?
Well, you told me you thought his new management plan was a terrible idea. You're such a creep. Oh. I know you're just after a promotion.
What a creep!
Yes, he agreed with his boss's plans just to make himself more popular.
So, a creep is a negative word.这个词绝对是一个贬义词。
Yes, people don't really like creeps.
And is it rude?
Well, it's not really rude, but it's not very nice to call someone a creep either. Unless, of course, you're joking.
那么在什么情况下用这个词大家需要注意。偶尔开开玩笑还是可以用的。Does creep have any other meanings?
Yes, you might hear women saying that a man is a creep if he's giving them attention they don't really want.
Creep 还有另外一个含义，就是指那些令女孩讨厌，但是又不停向她们献殷勤的男人。That's a creep too.
Well, that's all we have time for today, Helen.
Yes, we'd better finish. I've offered to do a bit of shopping for the boss.
Helen, you're such a creep.
You've been listening to Real English from BBC Learning English. Join us again soon for more up-to-the-minute Real English. Bye.
See you next time.
Real English from BBC Learning English.